Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. Great to have you with us this morning. If you have your Bibles, we're reading through Proverbs, and we're in Proverbs 7. I think one of the things that we see nowadays is there's really a heavy sexualization of our society, especially with our young people. And one of the things that Proverbs, and it hits it, you know, all over the place, it keeps hitting it, that we need to love God and His instruction more than sexual sin. It's going to talk about harlotry, adultery. It destroys many lives, young and old. And we see it today. If you read the news, you see it today as well. But chapter 7 is going to address that issue. So you could follow along in your Bible or just listen up. I'm not sure if they have it on the overhead, but it's Proverbs 7. My son, keep my words and treasure my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and live, and my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your intimate friend, that they may keep you from an adulteress, from the foreigner who flatters with her words. For at the window of my house, I looked out through my lattice, and I saw among the naive, I discerned among the youth, a young man lacking sense, passing through the street near her corner, and he takes the way to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the middle of the night, and in the darkness, and behold, a woman comes to meet him, dressed as a harlot and cunning of heart. She is boisterous and rebellious. Her feet do not remain at home. She is now in the streets, now in the squares, and lurks by every corner. So she seizes him and kisses him, and with a brazen face she says to him, I was due to offer peace offerings. Today I have paid my vows. Therefore I have come out to meet you, to seek your presence earnestly, and I have found you. I have spread my couch with coverings, with colored linens of Egypt. I have sprinkled my bed with myrrh and aloes and cinnamon. Come, let us drink our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with caresses, for the man is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him. At full moon, he will come home. With her many persuasive persuasion, she entices him. With her flattering lips, she seduces him. Suddenly, he follows her as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as one in fetters to the discipline of fools, until an arrow pierces through his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare. So he does not know that it will cost him his life. Now therefore, my sons, listen to me and pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths. For many are the victims she has cast down, and numerous are all her slain. Her house is the way to Sheol, descending to the chambers of death. Father, we do just recognize in our culture you are, and we have seen, Lord, you just put a standard against the sexualization of young people, Lord, even of older people. Lord, just they say that sex outside of marriage is okay and that having affairs is just normal and in as a thing that's okay. And yet, Lord, in your wisdom, you say that that's a snare. It's a trap. It's like an ox to the slaughter. And what an ugly picture to see an ox slaughtered. It is a horrible sight, Lord, and really that kind of thing destroys the divine life, that divine element within the person and God's intent for our lives. Your intent is that we have joy unspeakable and full of mercy, that we have peace that passes understanding, that we have life and life more abundant, and that we have forgiveness of sin instead of a guilty conscience. And most of all, that we have fellowship with you. That's your desire. And you say, Jesus said, blessed are those who are pure in heart, shall they shall see God. And that's what we want, Lord, to see you. Lord, to see you this morning in our time of worship in the Word. So, Lord, I pray that we would leave different people more intimate with you than when we came in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together. God bless.
Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this morning. Thank you that we can come to you because of the work you've done by your Son. There were walls. Into the light, you call my name. In- could shout it out. We're alive 'cause you're alive. What a love we found. Death can't hold us down. We shout it out. We're alive 'cause you're alive. What a love we found. Death can't hold us down. We shout it out. Jesus, we come before you this morning. We thank you for your love and how it awakens us. We thank you that your love never fails, never gives up on us. Would you strengthen us as your people to shine the light that you've called us to shine in this dark world we're living in? Help us to know you'll never leave us nor forsake us, God, that you are with us. We honor you this morning.
Higher than the mountains that I face, stronger than the power of the grave, constant Lord, hallelujah, blessed be your name.
Have a new song to share with you guys this morning. Pray it will encourage you because it's who we are to God. We are His creation. We are precious in the eyes of Jesus. This one's called Remind Me Who I Am to You.
Remind me who I am. Bless the Lord.